Sunday.
Don't
Bigfoot.
Start that.
Grave digger.
Do not start that.
Man, every time I think of that, as soon as we come on. So we back.
We're back.
You know what it is.
We here. We are
gruesome
here.
Gruesome twosome.
We're here. We're here. Yo, it's nice out. Man. Summer finally joined us here in Michigan.
Right.
It's beautiful. Makes me want to go sit by some water. But, you know, parenting things await me, so.
Parenting.
I can just, I guess, turn on the water hose in my front yard, and then I'll be sitting in front of the water still.
Yeah. Or you can take them.
That would defeat the purpose.
Shoot down there.
Bring your kids somewhere to relax.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Jordan will actually let you relax.
No, Jordan's a complainer. She's you think that walk killed us. She is just always complaining. Oh, my feet.
Man.
So no, she cannot go.
Cause yeah, the that river walk, that was a nice journey.
Yeah, we went to River Days. And took a long walk for days.
Half hour.
Yeah. Torture.
Half hour.
Why would they do that to us?
To get to some food trucks.
Why would they do that?
Trying to get some food. And it was just so crowded.
It was.
Congested.
Yeah.
I didn't like being bunched up with all those people.
And then the walk back is worse because you're already tired from the fact that you just been walking. And it's late, so your body is just tired anyway because it's time for you to get sleepy.
Right.
And then you have to walk 30 minutes back the other way you came.
Yeah, what was killing me was the difference in people walking. Like, it was like fast 1 minute, then...
Hey, Emily.
Slow 1 minute.
Right.
And that was just like really irritating.
People don't care. Like, people need to treat walking like driving. Like, let's just stop moving in front of somebody.
Let's get there.
I hate when people do that. Like, really? You're just going to stop right here? I understand you need to stop for a second, but can you be conscious of the fact that there are people behind you? Right. Move yourself over and then stop. Would you slam your brakes on in your car?
Cause man, that was the worst part to me, and also just all the random conversations going on around me.
Yeah,
like people talking about random shit.
But yeah, it was still okay. It was nice to get out since it's finally nice weather.
Yeah. I paid for a $25 lobster roll.
Man, I should have been there making some lobster rolls. $25, like.
$25.
Man, I'm in the wrong business.
The pizza was $11.
That's how it is at those things. Them people, they got their normal prices for their food truck, and then they probably have like their festival prices for their food truck. Like, well, this isn't a normal day, so boop boop, this lobster roll is now $25. Four lobster rolls would be $100.
Man.
And you see how many people were in that line when we got into the line.
Crazy.
So.
The line was a good 30 minutes in line.
So you know they came away with some money off that lobster.
Right. When you're making $100 every four people, it was at least 50 people in that line. Right.
And then, you know, like places like that, because they're selling so much, it's not like they're paying the price for one lobster that you would pay like at the grocery store if you went to go buy it.
Right.
Because you get a supplier and, you know, so man, the profit alone.
And hey, they Jen. Sold out of something. It was like lobster nuggets or something like that.
Something not like
lobster
that.
Bites.
It was man, they sold out of that. Insane. So no wonder my friend and her husband started a food truck.
Oh yeah. They probably make 50 grand this weekend. These 3 days.
Crazy. If anybody, I'm selling food now. If anybody's interested.
Because you look at, they there from, morning to what? What was it? 11 o'clock or something like that?
I can't remember.
So, just from that time period.
I don't have a food truck. I have a food car. I was going to hang my arm out the window of my car and hand you food.
Man.
I'm selling hot dogs for $20 each.
Gotta go get that wholesale license, man.
Right.
Buy all of this stuff wholesale and cook and distribute from the crib and make it make some extra money, man.
Exactly.
Because people are cleaning up downtown right now.
And you know people are going to be hungry.
Man.
And they've been drinking, so they really hungry.
Them people who got them, them people who got them permits to, sell that jewelry and shit. Like, I would have got a permit and just would have showed up with a grill. just making my own.
So against the law.
Making my own ribs. your food truck can do it. I'm selling food just the same. It's just from a local nigga. I'm right here.
Definitely against the law, but okay.
Man, I wonder if that lobster truck operates normally in Detroit. So it'd be like,
probably not.
I would want to pop up on it and see what the prices are outside.
Not $25.
Riverdale's thing. How much is this lobster roll?
I can't even remember the name of the place. What was the name of the food truck?
The
lobster
hole? The lobster something. The lobster bowl or something like that.
Something like that. I can't remember, but yeah.
Lobster claw. I don't know.
I guarantee just remember the lobster. It's not that expensive wherever they're normally operating.
Right.
Oh, Anthony said her mom has a tent. Hot dogs your way downtown.
Hey.
That's get that up. Money.
Get it.
Money.
It was so many people, walking where the Riverwalk was extremely annoying.
Yeah.
Because it was so many people on that thing. I was like, man, that's when I cut through the grass. I'm like, I can't walk with all of these people. I'm going to cut through the grass.
Yeah, it was very crowded.
So, it's thousands.
That's because we all happy that the sun finally came out. It's been winter for 7 years.
Right.
So now everybody let me outside.
Yeah, everybody out.
Gotta go outside. Also, you never know when it's going to rain again. So,
right.
You got to take advantage of it.
Because it could have just started during the day, high as well. Because the last couple of days I've been going to work, it's been raining towards the end of the day. It'd be sunny. Where does rain come from?
Thursday, it was raining the whole day. And yeah. I got to go work outside in it. So that was nice. Not nice.
Right. So.
But yeah, so we just trying to enjoy the sunshine. Shoot.
Enjoying
Michigan been
the
under
sunshine.
Clouds for a year. Oh my God, can we just see the sun? I need some vitamin D. Need my legs to be tanned.
Yeah, sun instantly makes you feel better.
It does. Winter, fall, when it's cloudy, that's depressing.
Except for when you got to go to work.
That's why people be so mad in Michigan. Because everybody depressed because there ain't no sun.
Right. We only get it for 3-4 months. Three and a half months.
Then it's right back to it.
But yeah. So, I'm not kind of going to get into this interracial thing we were talking about before the show.
Bradbury.
Before we started the show,
Ernest Johnson.
I was listening to a podcast, and this girl named Danielle Victor.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was on the Bad Girls Club or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's talking about how she don't date black men. And
that's the girl with the square jaw, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't see her?
Yeah, she's gonna listen to a podcast.
She's not like in the artwork for the podcast or anything.
But no, she's not in the artwork of the podcast. But I don't know. They got whatever season they was on. She got jumped, like she got beat up. But that's what they was talking about. But
Bradbury's. I'm sorry. I know. I don't have on my lipstick, but we literally rushed over here.
Right.
Like 10 minutes before the show started. Kind of forgot we had to do the show. Right. So, I'm sorry. Next week, lipstick will be back. Full effect.
So, yeah. So, she was talking about how she didn't date black men or whatever, you know. And she just dated white men. And her co-host asked her what... Did she find any black men attractive? And she said Blake Griffin. And that shit pissed me off.
I love that melanated king, Blake Griffin.
That shit pissed me off listening to it. Because I'm like, this nigga's mixed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of all the black people you could pick, you say this nigga.
Because she don't like black men. So she needed somebody, you know, close to white. But that she could still say that he was black for the intents and purposes of the question.
Right. But doing further research on her, come to find out, I mean, she's black. She don't look it, you know, but she's black. Dad's black, you know. And when I seen it, I'm like, damn, this definitely has to be like some self,
right?
Some self hate type.
Like, let
stuff
me see
right
this girl.
Here.
I don't even know what's her name.
Danielle, or Daniela, one of them. Victor. Danielle, I believe.
Danielle. I mean, she don't look white.
Right.
She look black to me. Pretty black.
Right. Pretty black. Just lighter.
I mean, black people come in all shades.
All shades, right. So, so I was just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, out of all the people you could pick, you know what I'm saying? You pick Blake Griffin. So it's like she kind of like made it seem like black men weren't attractive
right.
at all to her. You know, like
which they may not be attractive to her.
But I'm not saying like because it's a difference between like what you preference and what's attractive. Because a woman can look attractive, but you don't want to have to be with her. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's somebody, she could be whatever, Asian, whatever. If that's not your preference. That's not your preference. But if she's attractive to you, you know, she's good looking, like you can still acknowledge that she's good looking. It's just not for you. You like, hey, she's a good looking girl. I just won't.
I mean, I kind of think about it like, okay, some people like people on the heavier set side and find that attractive. Some might be like, ugh.
Some may. But this is
so
the thing,
who's
though,
wrong?
Too. Like,
or
so,
who right? Who's
so
wrong
this is
or
the
right?
Thing, right? So people may find a skinnier woman attractive. Some people may find a bigger woman attractive, right? But it's like when a woman is pretty or in the face or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like big or small, you know. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what you like.
I don't know. I think, you know.
I've seen pretty people in all shades and sizes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just think if it's easy, if like something is just not appealing to you, then
right,
you're just not going to like it. You can't see past the unappealing part.
Yeah. And it's like, see, Lionel said he found all women attractive, but only dates black women. See? So that's the thing. See, so it's like you can see the attractiveness in a woman. Like she's good looking. She, you know, she has it, but you know, my preference is this.
I don't know, but then like it's also like sorry, I hate just like it oh, never mind. I was gonna give an example, but I don't feel comfortable giving the example. I feel like the example is offensive, so I'm not gonna say it.
Hey, let's get some controversy.
No.
Kick it up.
No.
Kick up the controversy.
Mm-mm.
But that's the thing. Like, so it's like me, I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's white women, attractive white women. There's attractive Asian women. You know, women of all nationalities.
But I mean, like, so it's like me. I wouldn't date a white man. there are some attractive white men, but then there are also white men that I probably find unattractive that like a white woman be like, "Ooh, he's so sexy," and I'm like, "That scrawny little thing over there."
Right, but then sexy? that's just preference between the people, you know, like.
But we going all off have the that. Face,
right?
So but, I mean, but I can't say that they're wrong because they think that that ugly man is attractive because yeah. they feel like they're attractive. Like,
because I've dated. I don't. I've dated in my race outside my race. All of that, but. Cause what, you know, what you find beautiful, that all comes down to you, what you find that way. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
right.
Her make, like I say, like with her making it seem like no one of darker skin were, was attractive. You know what I'm saying? Like you,
maybe they're just not like, attractive to her.
Right. Though. You're like Blake Griffin. Like,
so that's why she's
the whitest black person.
She don't find them attractive.
As you can find to say that they're attractive. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's crazy to me. You know what I mean? So it's like, because if somebody is like asking me like, "Oh, you don't find white women attractive?" You know, what white women do you find attractive? Like, I could think of a white woman. Like, nobody that's just like mixed or closer to black because they got black in them to be like, that person is attractive. Like, I can pick.
Then, I mean, but that's because that would be what you find attractive. You can't knock somebody for what they don't or do find attractive.
Man.
Maybe darker-skinned men are not visually appealing to her.
The fact that she has a dark-skinned father. Like, well, I don't care what nobody
says. Her mom chose her dad.
Exactly.
She didn't.
I don't care what nobody say. Like, that's when you have a, especially when you have a present father in your life, like, that is your hero.
Yeah, but your dad don't shape who you're attracted to physically. I hope not.
I wouldn't say that. But I'm just saying, like, he has darker skin.
Lionel said he just found out he's racist. Hey, Andre.
What'd he say?
He just found out he's racist. And he likes Scarlett Johansson. And Andre loves all women. But yeah, no, I don't think who my dad was would shape who I am physically attracted to. His characteristics might shape the traits that I look for in a man that aren't physical, but his face and his complexion is not gonna be like, I'm not gonna be like, "Ooh, he looked like my dad."
Man.
Like, that would be gross. But you can be like, "He's a stand-up guy like my dad. He's smart like my dad. He's good with his hands like my dad."
Yeah, but then
you're not
even,
gonna be like,
even though too, like with skin tone, like
chocolate, not, just like my father.
The skin tone, it might not be, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you like still may not ultimately be what you get with, like, you know what I'm saying, or who you be with. Like, it might, you know what I'm saying, you could be like, "Oh, I like dark, you know, skin guys," like, and then you end up being with somebody that's lighter,
of course.
You know what I'm saying, lighter brown or whatever.
But except for her, she's like pretty set on the fact that she doesn't like black men, doesn't like darker skin men, so that probably won't be her. She probably won't pop up with a dark skin man.
I don't know,
because she seems very set in her preference.
Because being, like, against something, like, especially, like, and also being against something, like, that my mom is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom is this skin tone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm this skin tone. How could I be, like, I'm so against it?
Because that's still your preference.
Like,
my parents have not shaped anything that I look for physically in other people or find appealing.
Man.
But yeah, I mean, people's preferences are, and physical, to me, for her saying that physically is not even as bad as she was like, "I hate black men because they're all criminals" or something like that. Like, but who cares if she doesn't like the way black men look? That's just more black men for everybody else. Yes. But
know.
I don't find anything too terrible about that. I mean, I feel like you should always stay open in your preferences. But if not, hey, so what?
Yeah, because you don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the way somebody treats you.
But I also know, as good as, even if a white man treated me like a goddess or something, like, I still wouldn't date a white man just because I'm not physically attracted to them. I can't. I need to, I see with this first, so I have to like what I'm looking at to even want to get to know you, to know what kind of but guy
name,
you are.
But name an attractive white man. Famous.
Chris Hemsley. Oh, he's so cute.
Right. So and that's
Keanu Reeves.
So cute. You're not dating him?
No. I mean, he's rich, so yes. But if he was a normal person, no, because at the end of the day, he's going to have to take his shirt off, and I like to see brown when somebody take their shirt off. So if he was a normal guy, no. If he is still Chris Hemsworth, then yes.
But see, that's the thing, too. So I can understand that. Now, see, if her stance would have been sounding like that.
That's what it sounded like to me. Been, I'm physically unattracted, you know, to white men.
So it's like,
she's not physically attracted to black men.
She makes it seem like that none of them are attractive, though. Like,
but you know they aren't like, to her. You can't jump into her head and look through her eyeballs and be like, yeah, that's attractive.
I just don't know. I just don't see how people can't see attraction from people with different shades and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, how?
Look, we're not even about to get into the light. I was going to make a light skin comment, but we're not going to do that today. But yeah, I mean, you like what you like. There may be people that you find attractive, and I'd be like, she is not attractive. Not even on no hater stuff, but just because I don't find her features attractive.
Yeah, and I get that, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I don't care if she picked
but you
somebody
just want her to
ugly.
Find you just want her to find somebody just to say she's attracted to them just so she can say that black guy is attractive. It bothers you that much.
It does.
That's insane.
It does.
That's insane.
To the point to I can't to the point to where I can't support what she's doing. Like because she don't think black men are attractive.
Well that okay. Antonice said, I'm set. I've always loved a darker man. Black, bald, and burnt. Never had an attraction to lighter men. Lionel said, I asked a white woman out on a date the other day. She said, yes. Andre said, I'm over here like, damn, I only like light-skinned women. And that's your preference. So tell him to point out an attractive dark-skinned woman
to you. He can, though. Dre, pick a dark-skinned woman is fine. I know you can. Anybody can. Like, because there's dark-skinned women that are good-looking. There's light-skinned women that are good-looking. All there right. are white women that are good-looking. Asian women are good-looking.
All right, dark-skinned men, I'm so sorry that this woman has said that she doesn't find an attraction to melanated men.
Please just like accept. Lionel said, Scarlett Johansson. I think Scarlett Johansson is attractive.
I think she's okay.
I think
she's
Jessica Biel is attractive.
I don't. So am I wrong because I don't think Jessica Biel is attractive? And you're telling me like, this is an attractive woman. How can you say she's not attractive?
I'm not saying, see, that's the thing. You get confused in my words. I'm saying that she's making it seem like no dark-skinned man is attractive. I don't care if he's ugly, good-looking.
But they're not attractive to her.
Why? Can you say that they're none of them are attractive? How can
because
you say that?
Because she doesn't see them as visually appealing to her. You can't knock her for that.
Because what the skin has to do, what does that have to do with their looks? The way they look, what's attracted? Because whatever features you're attracted to on that white man is a black man.
No,
with
I'm not
going to
be attracted. Because white
with
men
that
have
bone structure,
no,
all of that.
No, though, it's everything goes together. Everything is involved to me in looks. I'm not just about to be like, oh, nice nose, lips. I mean, I am going to say those things
young
also.
Gabrielle Union. A younger young. Gabrielle Union. Yeah. She looks the same.
If
but
she's
still,
dark.
But anyway, but she's dark. She's dark skin.
So
right.
Dre said, if she's dark, she has to be immaculate. Is that not wrong to say, dude? Is that okay? Like, she has to be drop dead gorgeous if she's dark.
That's his opinion.
But if you like, exactly, and that's her opinion, is what I'm trying to get back to. Everyone is welcome to their
But I'm
opinion.
Saying, though, that's the thing.
You can't
why
tell people what not to be attracted
to. Everybody can find
to.
Somebody attractive of another race that they won't date besides this person.
Why does it bother you so much that she is not attracted to
it
black men? Did
me.
You feel like you had a chance or something?
Hell no.
And it got thrown away when she said Blake Griffin? It ain't that deep.
No, that's not it. I just don't see how people can say, you know what I'm saying, like that you can't find other people attractive in other
well,
races.
Well, now you found the first person like, in your life that does feel that
possible.
Way. It's like me. I can't name any Asians that I'm attracted to. I'm sure there are some. Not for me. But I mean, I couldn't tell you one that I've ever been like, ooh, no. Because that just doesn't appeal to me.
I mean, it probably had to be more. I mean, like, we talking about, like, from a famous standpoint or what?
Any point.
We're not around a lot of Asian people where we are, so.
I mean, I work in Ann Arbor, so speak for yourself.
I still don't see them. I've been out there.
I'm there daily. But, yeah, I mean, famous or otherwise, I can't
name one. But I've definitely seen
one.
I've definitely seen attractive Asian
women. For you. Because they were attractive to you.
You said what?
To you.
But I've seen them in all races. I've seen someone.
All right.
Like, whether it was on TV, whatever, you know.
I'm sorry she dashed your dreams and made you feel bad for being dark-skinned.
She didn't bash my dreams, okay?
That's so okay.
That's not it.
It's okay. Be comfortable. Be comfortable in your brown skin.
I am, very. I just don't let
the world bother you.
Like I said, I just don't see how people can say.
You see how resilient Adrian is with light skin jokes all the time. And women constantly saying they're not attracted to light skinned men on statuses and posts. And he comes and tries to defend the light skinned delegation.
But women that still like him.
There are, but it's not going to be everybody because everybody's taste is not the same.
And then it's going to be women that, like, it's going to be women that be like, he's good looking, but won't say, like, you know, they won't date him because he's light skinned, whatever the case may
because
be.
Because then, I've never heard anybody say, he's good looking, but light skinned, because I'm looking at the whole package. So if he light skinned, sorry, you're also, I'm just playing. I'm not about to hurt nobody's feelings.
You're terrible. Terrible.
Look, it's all preferences, people. You can't force somebody to see people as attractive.
I guess.
You can't. You just can't. You'll never be able to do that.
Guess that's a battle I'm going to lose.
You will. Every time.
Because I wasn't stuck on, you know, because I understand preference and people having, because I have a preference too, like stuff that I look for.
But even beyond that, like, you're seeing with your eye. Like, that's your first impression is physical.
Yeah.
So she just ain't. Saw one for her that she finds.
But I've just seen
attractive.
People of every race catch my eye, like, oh,
right, and
she's
that's
cute. She's cute. She's cute.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, but that's not gonna be everybody. You still can't push that off on somebody else.
Man,
you just can't. You just can't make people like what they don't like.
That's just like with the people. Like people, you know what I'm saying, run around racist, but they still can find an attractive black woman, like.
Yeah, but that's still not going to be everybody.
They hate us, so they can still find an attractive black woman.
But it's not going to be everybody. I'm sorry. You are fine the way you are, okay? You don't need to be any lighter.
I'm just saying.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying.
Don't lose sleep.
I'm not.
It's okay.
I slept awesomely last night.
Okay.
I got some of the best sleep in the world last night after walking 40 miles to Detroit. But I'm good.
It's okay.
I'm just saying.
I could leave a hateful comment under her podcast or something if you want.
I will.
Like, that's why we don't like light-skinned women. Okay? Or whatever makes you feel better. I don't know.
Man. Look, Dre says she just lost. It's an identity crisis, bro. That's how I feel. Self-hate. That's what I think it is. You know? At the end of the day, I think it's self-hate.
I'm here if you need me.
Because even like people, I don't know. Because you're going to keep on fighting my point.
I'm here. I'm here if you need me.
Get your hand off.
I'm here for you. Okay? I'm here for you. There's nothing wrong with being chocolate. It's nothing wrong. Don't you let anybody tell you otherwise. You're not an African booty scratcher. You're not a burnt biscuit.
I'm not. I'm definitely not burnt.
It's okay. Jeez.
But yeah.
I support you, brown skin man. I'm here for you. If you need me, need a counseling session, inbox me. No, don't really inbox me. I was just joking. Please don't.
They gonna really come in for a counseling session.
Please don't.
People about to really hear.
Not for free. I'm charging. Let me see. What's a fair rate?
12 inboxes already. Notifications going up on a Sunday.
This is the conversation Giselle had been waiting on, and she ain't here.
Man, where's she at, man? We ain't invite nobody.
She wanted the skin tone conversation so badly.
Man, I need more people to join the skin tone convo. Yeah. I think, like I said, I just think it's self-hate for sure.
You know how you combat self-hate? Self-love.
Tell her that.
Love yourself. She probably do love herself. Love myself. Love yourself.
I'm good.
Flaws and all.
She's
embrace it.
She's the one.
Embrace it.
That has the self-hate.
Embrace it.
He's silly.
Embrace the self-love. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
This is like one of those ASMR videos.
But it's people who want to identify differently than being black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like that one chick that was on that court show, you know what I'm saying? Her mom was black and she just
did this girl say she's not black or because that was something different.
She
wanted to
be white. Like she was black.
No, I'm talking about the Danielle girl. I know what girl you're talking about.
No, she didn't say that, no.
Oh, okay.
Just but I'm checking. Saying, like, you know how that girl identified, like, she was around white people. She felt like she was white.
And that's what she wanted to be. That's something different to me. Like, you physically can't be white. You are a black person.
Right, and she was black. It was clear. But she was, since she was lighter,
no,
she
that's
was
what
dating
I'm saying.
White men and being around white people.
Okay. I was talking, which girl are we talking about right now?
The court girl.
Okay. But yeah, so, but she can't be white. She can't be anything but black because.
Right. You're going to always be black your whole life.
But the Danielle girl, she never said she wanted to be white, did she? She just likes white guys to date.
Yeah.
So she didn't say, I think I'm white. No. So that's not comparable. You can't compare the two. That's oranges and apples. Apples and oranges. Yeah, apples and oranges.
It's in the same realm.
Nope, not at all.
They got identity crisis going on. They think they're something that they're not.
But what does she think she is?
She thinks she's white.
How? She likes to date. I got plenty of friends, people that I've grown up with. They definitely know they're black, but they like white men. Their preference is white men. I've never seen them date anything. But a white man. I've never heard them say a black man was attractive.
But they can probably find one.
Would it make you happy if they did? Can we all just put an example of somebody from the opposite race that we find attractive? Put it in the comments.
I'm pretty sure, like I said, everybody has already done it thus far.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Would that make you happy if we all did that for you?
No.
It's like a scientific study, so you can prove your point. That I'm not agreeing with.
I've proved it.
How?
Because everybody has found somebody from the.
But how do so that opposite race so that small sample size or applies to everybody on the earth?
Yep.
All the billions of people.
Yep.
No.
Everyone.
Wrong.
Everyone.
Wrong. Wrong.
And I know it.
All right.
Facts by Maurice Reese.
Fiction.
Maurice Reese. Those are my facts.
Delusion by Maurice Reese.
Those are my facts. Mm-mm. Get with it.
Opinion, not fact. Man,
for real. But I think, like I said, everybody can find somebody.
You can keep saying it all you want to. It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you, but. Right. I'm glad you're doubling down on that.
I'm about to take the camera out. We about to go somewhere, public place. We about to ask people from different races to find someone attractive.
But how's that going to help your situation with the Danielle Victor girl.
Because if everybody can do it, then that means
what are you gonna do? Like, send her the video and be like, "Look, everybody could do this, so you can too."
I'm that determined.
You tell me an attractive dark skinned man right now, before I come there and blow your brains out. Like, what are you gonna do?
Man, who was that? Johnny Sims.
I don't even know who that is.
Right. I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is. You gotta look him up real quick.
Do this person really exist, girl?
I don't know who that is. But.
What? Do this person exist?
This is probably somebody normal person that you're dating probably already.
No, I don't think she's dating a white man. She said, oh, yes, he does. I can't find him, girl.
Right, it didn't pop up.
But yeah.
But yeah, you know. See? Another point. Proven. Mm-hmm. Everybody can find someone attractive of
I'm just going to just stand down and just agree for the sake of moving on.
So how crazy is it to be like some, you know, you don't find someone attractive that you are? Like, you're black.
So?
How can you say that?
Because she's not attracted to black men? It doesn't
matter. Be like, there's no black men.
I'm a woman. I'm not attracted to women.
But something that I am. But you know a good-looking woman, right? You can say it.
Which is much... No, that's easier.
That's the point.
Because you're either a man or a woman. I'm sure, yeah, I can find an attractive woman.
And in any instance, you can find someone attractive.
Oh, he's a
porn
star.
She didn't find any black man attractive,
okay.
Period.
I agree.
Or good-looking.
I agree. Moving on to something else. Jesus. I've never seen somebody so hurt over somebody's comments.
I'm not hurt at all.
You are. I hear your voice cracking.
I'm just saying,
you're about to cry. I hear your voice cracking. It's okay. Have some professionalism. Cry when the show is over, not on air. God, you can't hold your tears in for 10 more minutes? It's 3:50 right now.
Not crying over it.
Jeez.
I'm just stating the fact.
An opinion. No, it's an opinion. You can't
Everybody
prove that.
Can find
You can't
someone
prove that
attractive.
Unless you could talk to every person on earth. You would never be able to prove
of
that as fact.
Nationalities.
That will remain
all
opinion.
Colors.
But I'm gonna agree.
Even the same sex.
Look, we ain't even got people commenting no more. They so tired of hearing about it too. They done left.
Oh, you got jokes. People always come in and out of our lives. But yeah, that was the conversation for the day. We didn't have anything.
Oh shoot, well.
That was it.
All right, y'all. We going outside. That's a wrap.
That was the conversation
See
we had for
next,
today. So that's what I brought
Sunday.
Up to talk about. Like, that was the combo. We didn't have too much else to go on. It wasn't anything else going on in the world. I just came across that and was like, I wonder how people feel about this. You know? What's people's stance on?
I personally don't care about what she said. Maybe if I was a black man, I would care. But as a black woman, I don't care who you find attractive. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
I mean, because that's the thing. Like,
no
bearing. It being her preference doesn't bother me. Like, I don't care about that.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You could date whomever you want to date.
We just can't
you know
get on the same page.
And whatever makes you happy, that's cool.
But
I
your
get
preference
it.
Is what you are attracted to.
I get it.
So she does not
I
prefer
get,
black men.
I get
Therefore,
that.
She can't see them as
I
attractive.
I get that. But I'm just saying that how is it, because like I said, like I don't, for the longest point of my life, I've been dating black women, like, but I still can be like, you know, this white girl is good looking. She's cute. You know what I'm saying? I might not date her, but she's cute. That's all I'm saying. That's simple. That's just something
but
small.
But maybe she doesn't feel that way about black men. Maybe she thinks you're all ugly. She's not attracted to you.
Maybe.
She
maybe.
Thinks you're ugly. Okay? Jesus.
Maybe.
Get over it.
Maybe.
You know you're not ugly. So what does her opinion of black men matter?
That doesn't... Her opinion of me don't matter either. I don't care about that.
I mean, she don't know you, so she can't have an opinion.
Right. I'm just saying...
I'm talking like, about you as just a black, like me, as a black man.
Just like me, you, and our viewers can do it.
Except with Asians, I cannot. So.
But. And everybody done it.
But. Okay.
Even you. So.
All right. I'm sorry you can't push your views onto everybody in the world. I'm not pushing my views
on anybody. My point has been proved by everybody being able to do it. I didn't push any views.
There was
on
like
any.
Five people in here. So it's not like you just surveyed but I'm saying, the entire
me
country.
Me and whoever viewed us. We're able to do it.
Okay.
So I didn't push my views on nobody.
Okay.
You fight me for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Because I don't agree with you. That's why you.
But you're able to do it as well.
But I said I don't agree that you can't say that everybody can do that. That would be impossible for you to say that because you don't know everybody.
I guess.
You don't. You can't place one thing on every human. Just it's impossible.
True. True. I'll leave it like that. I just was listening to the story and I just thought it was crazy. That's all.
Yeah. Now you've unsubscribed. She's out of your life. You can move on and have a better day.
Just thought it was crazy. And thought it would be a good thing to talk about, man, to see how other people would feel about that. You know what I mean?
I mean, nobody actually told how they felt about it. They just gave examples because you asked for them. But yeah. Nobody said they were offended or cared or didn't care, or nobody even said how they felt. So we still don't know.
I mean,
we know you were offended by the comment, but you know.
I mean, lightweight, yeah. Like, it ain't gonna change my life or nothing, but. It did make me feel like, what? Like, I just thought that it was crazy,
yeah.
You know, for somebody to be like, you know, you can't find anyone of dark skin that you think is good looking. Like, I thought that was kind of crazy. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think like, oh my God, like, you know, I need to petition this woman and get these signatures to
but you did unsubscribe
of course
to her podcast
of
so.
Course of course I did because it was ludicrous. Okay, I got the hell up out of there. I was like, I can't listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I'm just equal. Like, I just think, you know what I'm saying, people are, I can find people attractive. You know, there's people that I don't like, I don't think is attractive, people that I find attractive.
But then that person you don't find attractive, somebody probably finds somebody attractive. Somebody
will, you know. But, I mean, that, you know, that's so kind of different than what, like, we're talking about, though. That's straddling the line of preference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying that out of all of these black men out of here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it don't matter if he's good looking or not. Whatever she likes, she likes. You can't find it in a black person.
No, she can't.
It's crazy to me.
It's life.
That's all I'm saying.
It's life. It's life.
I guess it is. I guess it is. And I think this is going to conclude our show.
Because we would like to go out and feel today, the sun.
Let y'all get out here and enjoy the sun. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy what we can of it. And we'll be back
Next Sunday.
I'm going to find something more controversial to talk about. Because Paulette didn't find this very controversial.
I didn't find it controversial at all.
she was like,
and yeah. I also didn't agree with it. So
yeah. So that concludes.
Bye.
We out.